My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's like the rules at various places that everybody ends up breaking through various forms, such as the speed limit, where we all do 5 over it anyway.
Yeah.
It's posted, and it's basically like, oh, okay, that's there, so we know what to do 5 over of.
I do think there are a couple of things you can take out of the game, though, but not very many, if you want to know the truth. Like, we just asked Jamel, former NFL running back, running game, had 21 carries, 56 yards, 2.7. No one was good. Right. The guy who looked the best, if there is such a thing, John Kelly. Well, John's been here and cut 14 times.
Yeah.
At least, you know, so
yeah.
John's not a guy you're thinking about. Pierre Strong probably is. Jerome Ford is. He had only 2 carries. Deontay Foreman probably is. He didn't play in the game, and obviously coming back from his injury situation. The running game is not something I look at and take anything out of.
Right.
I do take something out of Jamari Thrash, young wide receiver from Louisville, but if you look a little deeper than that, he played 5 college seasons, the first 4 at Georgia State. And he was not the biggest guy, most productive guy, kind of developed at Georgia State. And then late in his career there, he had a good year, his senior year, and then transferred to Louisville and had a real solid year. And I read a scouting report. I mentioned this on the post-game show, and you can hear Tyvis Powell, me, and all of the interviews you need post-game after every Browns game on the Browns Radio Network. You can hear that right here on 92.3 The Fan. I thought it was an interesting scouting report because I love going back and reading draft profiles, what they thought of this guy before he got into the league. And it said about Thrash, all right, he's not the fastest. He doesn't have... His hands are pretty good. He doesn't separate great, blah, blah, blah. And it was all this. He's okay. This is all right. But, man, can this guy play? And I thought, you know what? That's really the most important thing. And it kind of poo-pooed everything that he did from, like, a skill standpoint. But it said the one thing that jumps out at you, man, can this guy play? And I thought, well, okay, that's great. And the Browns got him in the 5th round of this year's draft. Would be wonderful if they can find a guy in the 5th round at wide receiver who can actually play and contribute. Because is David Bell going to be that guy moving forward? I don't know. He was a 3rd-round pick. Is Cedric Tillman the guy who's going to step up this year? I hope so.
Be nice.
I think Cedric might be the guy. But it's really nice that Jamari Thrash showed some things. He had 3 catches, led the team with 43 yards receiving.
You can never have enough productive wide receivers. And whether you decide to use them, you know, in almost like shifts that you would run into when it would come to the same way with like defensive linemen and how Jim Schwartz likes to use them, you know, Amari Cooper in there, Jerry Jeudy in there, and then being able to mix those guys in. I mean, you can never have enough pass catchers in a league that is so predicated on passing. So, yeah, I hope they have something in Jamari Thrash. It'll come out somehow. I hope they have something there. I hope they're able to develop these guys. I'd love to see Cedric Tillman find himself there. He's a big body wide receiver. They don't really have a big body wide receiver. You know, you've got a guy in Jerry Jeudy who's a little bit more of a fly route guy, can go down and make contested catches. You got a guy in Amari Cooper who, yeah, has some speed to him, but is more a precision route runner than anything else. it's nice to have a big body guy that you can have just kind of post up, for lack of better terminology, on the first, you know, at the first down line. So Cedric Tillman makes a ton of sense in that regard. You want all these different skill sets, and Thrash is another one of those skill sets. You want to be able to find multiple ways to score. You don't want to be just one thing and one thing only, or two things and two things only, because coaches can make two things disappear.
The quarterback play is tough to gauge in a preseason game. But we're going to try it anyway. Jameis Winston doesn't need a preseason game. I'm glad he came out and went down the field and got some points on the board, even though it was like a 9-play, 27-yard drive. I mean, it wasn't anything. Jameis is a pro. He's been around a long time. He's one of the better, if he's going to be, backup quarterbacks in the NFL.
It sounds bad. Jameis Winston is a known quantity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing that Jameis Winston is going to do in a preseason game that is going to change your opinion of Jameis Winston.
That couldn't be more accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He's a known quantity.
I think Tyler Huntley was okay. I want him to be incredible, because he is a guy that other teams are going to be looking at if they have an issue at quarterback here during training camp, during the preseason games, early in the season. And hopefully it happens in training camp, so that if you need a quarterback, Tyler Huntley is a guy that you go out and you decide, we're going to give up a fifth-round pick, we're going to give up a sixth, seventh, we're going to trade a position, whatever. He's a guy that I think the Browns are going to pedal before they get to the start of the season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But he's another one of those guys that's a known quantity. We have seen enough Tyler Huntley to know exactly what he is. The passing game is a little erratic. He's great with his legs. He can make a couple of big throws and all that stuff, but it is an ugly style of football that Tyler Huntley plays when he is behind center.
However, that was all in Baltimore. If he looks good in a different uniform, even in preseason games, might add to his resume just a little bit.
Yeah.
and make him a guy that teams might go after. You know, and there are other quarterbacks, for instance, in Dallas right now. They have Cooper Rush, who's been the longtime backup to Dak Prescott. He didn't play much in the preseason game. Trey Lance did. He threw over 40 passes. And so if a team's going to be looking for a guy, would you want to trade for Tyler Huntley? Would you want to trade for Trey Lance? You know, something like that.
Well, and I think we'll be in a position where both of those guys, because we all know how preseason goes. There's going to be injuries. I'm just going to forewarn everybody now, within the next 2 weeks, some big-name quarterback is going to go down. It happens every year. Or some decent-name backup quarterback is going to go down. It happens every year. And we're going to have a 24-hour cycle on our stations where all of us are going, preseason games are meaningless. These guys are getting hurt. The NFL's trying to protect quarterbacks. They know that quarterbacks are what butters their bread. All of those things that could be said when it comes to quarterback play, that I think no matter what Tyler Huntley does, he's going to find himself in a position the same way that Josh Dobbs did last year, where the Browns could make a move and get another draft pick for him. That's what I mean by the known quantity part. And maybe that draft pick, okay, that goes from a sixth to a fifth rounder, but he's kind of the known quantity in that regard. And I think you're 100% right in saying that that guy is here because the Browns think that they can move him somewhere else.
I don't think they plan to play him.
I don't think so either.
And if DTR hadn't been drafted last year and played a little bit and has looked good in preseason games for the Browns, to the extent that they think he might be a guy they can develop as their third quarterback. If they didn't have that, okay, I could see Tyler Huntley staying here. I think he's going to be on some other team. It's just a matter of what might the Browns be able to get in return.
Absolutely. I think you're 100% right. It's just a matter, when it comes to Tyler Huntley, where it's going to go, what it's going to look like, because we all know how this goes, and it stinks. But we know it's coming.
Did you see anything defensively that made you think this is anything that we might be able to take and think about this team from a regular season standpoint? I didn't myself.
So I got one thing and one thing only. And feel free to yell at me at CLE Talking Heads about what I'm about to say when it comes to the defense. I will take all of your hate that direction. The way that the Packers were able to run around the outside, you know, kind of do their end arounds, bring the, you know, even running quarterback, all that kind of stuff, and the way that they were able to gain yards around the outside, to me, is a little bit of an eye-opener. And I'm not just saying it because the, you know, the starters were able to do it for the Packers. I'm saying it because the second string and the third string were able to get yards around the outsides on this offense, or on this defense, which is something they struggled a little bit with during the regular season. Remember when Russell Wilson was able to carve them up a little bit running around the outside? Same way the Texans were able to carve them up a little bit making their way to the outside. So I wonder if that's a scheme thing that Jim Schwartz needs to look at and take a in something, or we just throw our hands up in the air and go, preseason. You know, it'll be fine when you get the fast players out there instead of the guys that are trying to make the roster, and you get the guys out who have already made the roster. But that's the one thing that stood out to me.
I can't buy into that. And the only reason I can't buy into it is this: they're not going to run anything that can go on tape that any other team is going to be able to dissect about the defense. That's the only thing. If it's an issue, and if it shows up in week one against Dallas, okay, then it's an issue. I just think that what they're trying to do defensively right now is show nothing.
Could be.
Maybe.
Might just be that simple. And I'm willing to admit that that is the case. But that was the one thing that stood out to me. And Gerard Cherry did a really good job pointing that out on the Browns radio network. He was saying it the whole way. He's like, that outside. And he was like, that outside is hustle. That outside is, you know, a lot of those things. I kind of wonder if it's also a scheme thing that could maybe be tinkered with. But, like, again, we could also throw our hands up and go, well, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah wasn't there. And that guy's ridiculously fast. And he goes sideline to sideline, and he shuts that kind of stuff down. Or, you know, Jordan Hicks wasn't out there, who is going to be the new version of Anthony Walker, who's another guy that can go sideline to sideline and shut that down. So it could just be that simple. But that was the one thing that stood out to me is, boy, they really attacked that outside on the run game.
The one issue in the game, the biggest takeaway, unfortunately, is an injury to Luke Whippler. And he was your backup center. And he also could play a little guard, so you've lost depth there on your offensive line. And the Browns have gone out and made a move already to take care of that. They brought back Nick Harris. If you're Nick Harris, folks, what are you thinking here? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the stadium situation coming up. It's a basket of Phelps right here on The Fan. Don't forget Kevin Stefanski's press conference, 1 o'clock hour, right around 1:30. We'll hear it right here on 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.